The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, my next guest has one hell of a title. He's Executive Director of Global Business Development with Enterprise Ireland and he's here to encourage Team SBS to become propeller heads. There's a new accelerator programme launched at Shannon Airport and they're looking for individuals or groups who have some clever ideas around the broad aviation industry. And Kevin Sherry is the man behind the title and he joins me in studio. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Conal.
That's a nice title, isn't it?
Great.
But you have to work for it, unfortunately.
That's exactly it.
So, what are you looking for?
Basically, Propeller Shannon Startup Accelerator is looking for entrepreneurs who are interested in starting new business in the aviation, aerospace and travel tech area.
Why?
So, any entrepreneur that's looking at starting a business in that area, we'd like to talk to them.
And why there? Why that area or that sector?
Well, I suppose Shannon is the home of aviation. If you think of duty-free, if you think of aircraft leasing, going right back, some people won't remember that, to GPA aviation, you think of the origin of aviation. And in Ireland now, we've over 250 companies that are in the aviation aerospace area, employing more than 40,000 people.
So
It's a huge sector.
I know. Hang on a second. Now, are you talking about some of the aircraft leasing companies and stuff like that?
I'm talking about aircraft leasing. I'm talking about airlines. I'm talking about suppliers into the airline industry. I'm talking about the travel tech area. All of those areas.
40,000?
Over 40,000 people.
Okay. So what kind of people are you looking for? You said that people who are interested in aviation, but you mentioned individuals and or groups.
Well, maybe just explain actually in terms of this accelerator, because this accelerator is part of a wider approach by Enterprise Ireland to encourage and support entrepreneurs to start businesses in their own locations. And if you look at accelerators firstly became very popular in the US. We had accelerator programs like Techstars and Y Combinator. And basically what they are is a program where a group of entrepreneurs, usually a team, will work together over an intense period of 3 months to test their business idea, work on the product, work on whether it fits for the market, work on the finances of it, and at the end of it to get to an investor-ready business plan. So hopefully at the end of it they'll be in a position where they'll raise money.
And they are fantastic, because what you don't know is that my partner is actually out in Silicon Valley working with Plug and Play Tech, which she's got her own software business, and I'm living the dream or the nightmare, and I'm seeing exactly how it works. And my God, do you work hard.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And one of the things when we looked at this about 18 months ago, we'd seen a growth in accelerators in Dublin, but not so many outside of Dublin. So Enterprise Ireland decided what we'd do is we'd put together a program to encourage more accelerators outside of Dublin. And the Propeller program is one of those in Shannon. Propeller Shannon Startup Accelerator is one of those. We expect that over the coming months, we will announce a number of others. The focus for us is to encourage entrepreneurs, help them to get started. The accelerator provides some funding, a lot of support for people, including mentors. So if you look at the Startup Propeller Accelerator program in Shannon, the partners in it are Boeing, Datalex, Shannon Group, and DCU Ryan Academy. So lots of experience around the team, and of course Enterprise Ireland. Lots of experience in that team to bring together the expertise. But we need people with ideas, and they're out looking for those people at the moment.
Out with your little net trying to catch them, yeah?
Exactly.
Now, the mentoring is probably as valuable, if not more valuable, than any cash.
That's the key. I mean, at the end of the day, what we're looking for is teams of people who have a great idea. Bring together that experience and expertise from industry players and also from Enterprise Ireland. So we will have one of our high potential startup team work with them. DCU Ryan Academy will also has experience in this space and will work closely with them, helping them to bring that business idea to a stage where it can raise money.
How many people are you looking for?
Well, the typical program will involve 10 teams or 10 entrepreneurs. So each cohort, and so obviously we would expect that there'll be more applicants from that. So it will be competitive, but we're looking for people with great ideas to help and help them start their business.
Based in the airport?
Based in Shannon, yes.
And if you are, say, Dublin-based and you then have to go down to Shannon for those 3 months, there's a cost involved there?
Well, you don't actually have to be there, based there full-time. And in fact, we're looking, trawling the net wider than Ireland. We're also looking for international entrepreneurs with aviation experience. And actually, if you look at that area, Enterprise Ireland is now, believe it or not, the third largest seed investor on the planet. as rated by PitchBook. We supported 229 new startups where we invested last year. That's over 4 a week. And 33 of the 229 that we supported came from outside of Ireland. And they came to Ireland because they saw Ireland as a great location to start their business.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that. That's a little insight from me. Now, you did mention, and I'm sure you're not going to even tell me, but where are the other locations going to be?
Okay, so what I can tell you is...
I
can tell you about one that has already been announced. So that's NDRC at Portershed in Galway, and it's a partnership between NDRC, Enterprise Ireland, and AIB. And we will be launching a number of others in the coming months, so you'll just have to wait and see, and
you'll
maybe
have to
have me back in the programme.
You're very welcome all of the time. So anybody who wants to apply can go and onto the Enterprise Ireland website, is it? Or
yes, they can go onto the Enterprise Ireland website, or else they can go onto the DCU Ryan Academy website, which is the main...
They have another propeller thing, don't they?
They do have a
women
propeller programme.
We've had them on before.
That's right. Based out in City West.
Oh, that's right, in that odd little campus there, yeah.
That's right, and Enterprise Ireland has been involved with them in supporting female entrepreneurship. In fact, one of the things I just mentioned as an aside is that, you know, when you focus on a particular area like we're doing at the moment on aviation in Shannon, you can see dramatic results, and female entrepreneurship is a good example of that. 5 or 6 years ago, about 8% of the startups that Enterprise Ireland supported were female entrepreneurs, and we were really concerned about that. Last year it was 28%. Now, it's not a 50%, but it's a hell of a lot higher than 8%. And so our focus in this area is to drive up the activity and encourage and support more entrepreneurs starting businesses.
That's what we love to hear. If somebody, what stage are you looking for? If somebody's sitting in the bath this morning and has an idea, that's not really what you want, is it?
Well, they'd need to have a formed idea. So they'd need to know who they're... Get out of the bath. They need to know who they're talking about in terms of customer. They need to have a good idea about what their value proposition or what they're going to sell them to the customer.
Who will do
the
assessing?
It'll be done by an independent panel.
Of obviously experts in the area that
yes,
you bring in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a 3-month program?
3-month program. We would expect that people at the end of that will not only have a fully formed business idea that is investable, but also hopefully they'll be at the stage where they have investors that are lining up to invest in their startup business, that they're ready to employ lots of people. And also Enterprise Ireland will be at the table to look at investing in them also. So really, I think it's a great and exciting time for those type of entrepreneurs. And what I just might say is I don't think there's ever been a better time to start a business in Ireland. The environment in Ireland in terms of the supports that are available for entrepreneurs and the support that's available in terms of investors and seed and venture funds, it's a great time for entrepreneurs thinking about starting their business.
And if you look at the growth forecast for the domestic economy, even though that's not really our focus, because as we... Probably you know this already. We on the radio program always say, get off the island, because we just are too small with our tiny little population. Perfectly formed, but too small. So get off the island. And Kevin, hopefully you will come back in and talk to us in a couple of months' time and tell us that you've got some fantastic new businesses. And we will be backing you all the way.
I'd be delighted, John. I'd also be delighted to come in and talk about some of the successes.
Well, look forward to that as well. We like success here. That is Kevin Sherry. He has that big title, Executive Director, Global Business Development at Enterprise Ireland. Kevin, thank you very much for joining Team SBS.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.